Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. A moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Breathe Again, the radio show. I am your host, Nicole Cleveland, and we are here for another moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. We come to you with testimony from women and men just like yourself that have gone through the fire, come out the fire, and we're here to tell the story. So welcome, welcome, and welcome. I'm not sure if we're having some technical difficulties because I'm trying to get the host on. I'm trying to get our guest on the line, and it doesn't look like I can see them. So if you are on the line and you can hear me, if you could dial back in, that would be great. If you could just dial back in, that would be great. If not, I'm going to unplug and come back in. Oh, let's see. Maybe they're coming on. We're having technical difficulties today, but that is okay because God is still on the throne and he is still in control. He's still in control. So we're going to see what we can do here as well. I'm trying to together. So let's see. I think I'm going to have to log off and then log back on. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Julie, hello? Are you there?
I am.
Julie, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me, Nicole?
Oh, my. Yes, I can hear you. Thank you so much.
You know, that was so funny. I could hear you, and you said, okay, hang up. And I kept on, I could get in there, and I'm looking on my phone, my cell phone. Am I dialing the right number? I can hear her. What's going on? So, and then all of a sudden, I hear unmuted, and there you were.
There you go. It was very strange. But you know what? Somebody needs to hear your story because we're having lots of difficulties trying to get you on this show.
And you know what? This is not the first time. And I'm going to tell you, I know what's going on. When things happened the last time, 2 weeks ago, that prior week, I was on another show and I had lots of there was all kinds of technical difficulty. And after years, I said, all right, I know what's going on. I just said, Lord,
absolutely,
you take care of this because you know what? That he says he fights the battle because I recognize
it. Yes, yes.
So.
Absolutely. So we're going to keep on going. We are going to bind up the distractions and those things that are in forces that are coming to try to hinder you.
Amen.
And hinder what you need to say because somebody needs to hear your story because there's no way we could be going through all of these difficulties with nothing to be said or you changing someone's life. So we're just going to keep on keeping on, all right?
Amen. That's right.
So, okay, so we're going to jump right into the show. God is so faithful. God is so good. Listeners, I tried to have Julie on the show a few weeks ago, and we had technical difficulties then. And then today we've had technical difficulties. But to God be the glory, we are here right now, and we are going to move forth in Jesus' name. So we're going to just bring Julie on the – well, Julie's already on the line. I like to go into our prayer before we even get started. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and go into our prayer. I just want to thank everyone for being on the line and hanging in there with us and those that will come back and listen to the archive show and the demand show because she has a powerful testimony and she's sharing her story not for herself to be glorified, but for God, Yahweh himself, to be glorified. And so that's what we do here on Breathe Again. We share personal stories of adversity from people that have gone through the fire, come out the fire, and they're here to share their story to let you know that God is no respecter of persons, and if he did it for them, if he did it for Julie, and if he did it for Nicole, he will definitely do it for you. And if you're going through a rough patch right now, I want you to hang on in there because, you know, we live in seasons, and right now, you may be going through a dry season, but let me tell you, you're not going to stay there. You're definitely not going to stay there. Julie is the author of On Earth as It Is in Heaven, and she shares the her personal experience that she encountered while waiting for the man God called to be her husband. Now, whether you're a believer in Jesus or not, this intimate book will give the reader insight into how God moves in one's life. So you know how we do. We're going to go into our prayer. We're going to come back, and then we're going to hear from Julie. If you're a first-time listener, thank you so much for hanging out with us. If you are family, you come on every week, or you come on and you catch up on the shows, God bless you, and thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate you so very much. Now we're going to go into our prayer. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Father, you hear our hearts this morning. We do not want to settle. We do not want to find our comfortable position and put up our tent there and be happy with you blessing me and mine. Father, we understand today that forgiveness and reconciliation and blessing and favor is given for reason, Lord God. It is given for purpose, Father. And today, God, we say, forgive us, Father, when we have taken on this attitude, Lord God, of all you've done. Father, use us, God, use us, pick us, choose us, Father. We want to spend ourselves. Father, I want to get to heaven with a life poured out, not with a life that looks perfect, Father. I want it to not look good. I want it to be good, Father. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. Let our love be seen, Father God, on this earth. Let our love be carved out, Father God, on the pavements of our neighborhoods. Let our love be carved out for you, Father. Oh, Jesus, for the lonely. Lord, for the state that we were in. We were in that state, God. Yet someone bothered to take the time and present you to us. We'll never, ever take it for granted. And in turn, we live our lives as a thank you. I just thank you, Father. I just thank you.
Amen. Amen. Love, love, love that prayer. That is Darlene Sheck in Israel and New Breed. I play that prayer each and every week right before the guests come on because it really, it's my prayer. I don't want my life to just look good. I want it to be good, and I want to live my life as a thank you. Every week, every day, we're hearing about someone transitioning, going on to glory. Some lay down last night and they did not wake up this morning. And so every day that we get to see another day, we should live it as a thank you because tomorrow's not promised. This afternoon is not promised. So we need to live as though we're thankful to be here. So we're going to jump right into our show. And I hope that's your prayer too. It's mine and I hope it's your prayer too. So we're going to jump right into the show with author Julie Castro. Now, she's the author of On Earth as It Is in Heaven. Now, I gave your intro a little bit earlier. Julie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Nicole.
Oh, you're more than welcome. And thank you so much for your patience.
You know what? That's just part of the walk, isn't it? We just have
absolutely.
To be patient sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. Julie, how would you describe yourself to the listener?
To the listener, I would say I'm bold, confident, persevere, and recognize when the Lord opens and closes doors. That's what I would say I would be.
Okay. Now, on Breathe Again, sometimes we'll talk about one subject, but when you answer a question, I kind of go another direction because you'll drop something. I'll be like, oh, let's expand on that. Let's unpack. How does one know when a door has been shut?
Well, that's a good question, because the easy one is when the door is open. This is so funny, because I was just thinking about this yesterday. For me personally, I never close a door. I let the other person close it. So, in other words, if I'm quote unquote knocking or asking the Lord about something, and I walk through, then I know it's open door. Now, and I'm going to give an example, because this is what happened to me in the book. There was a man that I believed was to be my husband, and he said something to me that totally freaked me out. I could not believe it was coming out of his mouth, and I said, okay, and I stepped away from the situation. The Lord opened, and what I said to the Lord was this: Lord, I don't want to close the door because of my own fear. So I'm going to let the other person close the door. Well, it took about another 6 months, and sure enough, that other person closed the door. So for me personally, I did not let that door when I closed it say no, because maybe it was supposed to be opened and I did it myself. And but when someone else's or something happens and it closes not by my doing, but by the other persons or the other incidents, that's when I know the door is closed for me.
Yeah, that's really good, real good teaching, because a lot of times people will be so persuaded by open doors and closed doors, and they're not sure if it's from God or it's self, if it's from self. So thank you so much for that. Julie, what was the inspiration behind writing your book?
The inspiration was the Lord instructed me. I would have never written the book, because I share a lot of stories, things that have happened that were painful, and I needed to be healed from. But because the Lord instructed me to do it, I wrote it. And, it was about a year later, and I said, Lord, I don't understand. Why did you even have me write the book? And he said, Julie, it wasn't about the book. It was about the obedience. And from there, when I got that, I understood, okay, because what he was looking for, not only in the things that I share in the book, they were things of obedience, and they were very difficult instructions. But writing the book and sharing the story of following the instructions, no matter how difficult they are, that's what the Lord was looking for, because that's what God has used to bring me to the place where I am now. Because had I not been obedient, I would not be doing the things that I'm doing and experiencing the things that I'm experiencing. So I thank the Lord, as much as it was difficult for me to write and share, it was also a good thing, because that's what's leading to what's going on now. So it's all good.
Absolutely. And congratulations to you for being transparent and writing the book. Why don't you give the listeners a summary of what On Earth as It Is in Heaven is all about?
Well, it is a personal testimony of a specific point in time. And this time happened to deal with, or most of it has to deal with, the man I believed God was bringing to me as my husband. Because remember, it says, he who finds a good wife finds a good thing. It doesn't say about us women going and looking.
That's right.
But the thing was, God was trying to get not only me somewhere, which I didn't recognize at the time, but he was also trying to get this man in a place, because the word tells us that iron sharpens iron. And to be very honest, I can look back at it now and think, I was not ready to be married. There was a lot of healing that needed to take place. And what happened is that God used this man. Not only was he using me to help this other man get to the place where God wanted him to be, he was using the instructions he was giving me to get me to the place. And ultimately what that boiled down to was I was in a verbally abusive relationship, marriage, for 12 years. And because I had my son and my stepson, I was suppressing, because you know what, things don't bother me. I really don't get offended. I recognize when someone is not, you know, trying to downgrade me, they're probably trying to feel better about themselves. That's just, you know, my ex-husband had a spirit of rejection on him, is really because he was always trying to reject me before I would reject him, is what it boiled down to. But he said something to me in Spanish one day in front of my son. He basically said he was going to rip my face apart. I looked at him, and I kept on walking, because I recognized where it was coming from. It was not coming from him, the man. It was coming from the enemy trying to deter me from what God's, my plan, the plans that God has for me. And it wasn't going to happen. But what I did all through those 12 years is I suppressed all of the hurt. And it took about 6 months later, after I had written the book, but while I was writing the book, that God took me through this process to heal me. And every time I cried, the more I healed. The more I healed, the more I cried. And it was sort of a cycle for 6 months that the Lord took me through. And the more I shared my testimony, and people were amazed, I was healing. But I didn't realize that I needed to be healed, and so many of us don't sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. As women, I think we do that a lot. We suppress our feelings because we take that scripture to be content in every situation, and we do it very well. We are good coverers. We cover up really well because we have to do what we need to do. We have to go to work. We have to take care of the children. We can't sit in a corner and cry all day. So we suppress and we do what we need to do. But do you believe that help, how does one get help once they realize they have been suppressing so many feelings and they really need to be healed?
Right. For me personally, God just took me right through the process. But you need to be willing to go through the process. If you're not willing, he can't do it. There are many programs out there. Some people need to talk to talk it out and that kind of stuff. I don't happen to be one of those kind of people, so it was just me and the Lord going through it. But like I said, you do need to be willing to let him come in. And usually it's going to be something that triggers. Now, I'm going to tell you what my trigger was in this whole situation. The man was, or still is actually, a pastor of a church. And he's single. And he actually, because of these instructions that I was given to do, and they were, like I said, trying to get him somewhere. One time he called me and he said, well, the leadership is thinking that we need to put a restraining order on you. And I'm going to tell you what, I was like thinking to myself, all I'm doing is following the Lord's instructions here. Now, mind you, they were tough and he didn't like them because of what God was doing or trying to do in his life. But when he said the thing about putting, I backed off because guess what? I had to put a restraining order on my ex-husband. And in that moment, it took a couple days later, I said, Lord, I don't understand. One, why would this man think he needs to put a restraining order? All I'm doing is following your instructions. And two, I reflected back on my ex-husband and having to do that. And literally in that moment, I started to weep, and that's when the Lord started to move. Because I questioned, I said, Lord, why did this come out of my mouth? Why did he say that? And because I asked, he gave me the answer. And guess what? Praise the Lord, it was the beginning of my healing.
Yeah, praise God. Julie, what are some of the valuable lessons that you learned in your process? Because every individual has their own dedicated process. What are the valuable lessons that you learned in the midst of learning to wait for a husband from God?
You know what? There is no better person than the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I learned that it is okay if I do not get married again. You know, that was, I was raised that way. A lot of times as women, we are raised, you get married, you know, you have a family. And to be very honest, I was also raised to go and have a career. Well, you know, sometimes, yes, that can be done, and we need to learn balance. But about the age of 29, my dad was like, you know, Julie, you need to start, you're getting older. You need to start looking and getting a, you know, get a husband and that kind of stuff. But he had been raising me to be independent and be successful and confident in who I am as a single person. So now all of a sudden I had this switch that I was dealing with. And it's not that I was in a hurry to get married, but, you know, yeah, it would be nice to have someone to come home to and bounce ideas off of and that kind of a thing. But through it all and after the marriage and at writing the book, I realized, you know what? Jesus is our husband, and if we really believe that and trust him, he will take us through, he will provide for us, and I'll give an example. Okay, so now I'm a single parent, and my son has just graduated from college, and he wants to go to graduate school. And he applied, and he got in. And he is now at Vanderbilt, but Vanderbilt's graduate school costs $60,000 a year. And I'm like, oh, my goodness gracious, Lord, how I can't afford that. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
There are things that we can do as people that when we knock on doors. So my son actually wrote some scholarship, you know, essays and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
it was 2 years ago on my birthday, and my son called me up, and he said, Mom, I just got awarded one of the National Science Foundation scholarships. Well, guess what? That took care of everything in that moment. And Lord proved himself to me.
Yes.
That not only would he take care of me, but he would take care of my son as well.
Yeah.
And I still get teary-eyed because we serve an awesome God. But sometimes we have to go through trials and tribulations. Sometimes it's because of our own decisions, which was in the case of my ex-husband. And sometimes it's decisions that he has made if we are willing to do it in the case of the man who I believed was to be my husband. And but we have to rejoice and we have to just persevere and get through those times because, as you say, at the end, there is something for us that we might not even have thought of or believed could be possible. But we've been tested. We've been tried, we've been refined, and now God can use us because of that trial and tribulation and unfortunate situation that we were in for his good and his glory.
Amen, amen. That's awesome. Julie, how can the listeners purchase your book?
They can do it a couple of different ways. They can go on to www.fiestapublishing.com, that's all one word, and purchase it directly, or they can buy it through Amazon, Barnes & Noble. They can special order it from Lifeway. You can find it online. Just put in On Earth as It Is in Heaven, or put Julie Castro in there, On Earth as It Is in Heaven, when you search, and you'll find a couple of different ways that you can find the book.
Wonderful, wonderful. So your advice to singles out there, that are searching for a man, what would that be?
I would say don't search. Let God bring the person to you. What you want to do as a woman and the man, what we want to do is be obedient to his instruction. Because if we are both obedient, then God will line us up in the same place at the same time. And we might not know it at the time when we meet them or run into the person, but that could be the beginning of what God has. And also, ladies, it goes for men too. We can be sheep and wolves in sheep's clothing. As this one pastor used to say, he goes, if it's a duck, it will eventually quack. So really be patient, wait, listen to the Lord, and keep doing what the Lord has you to do, because as long as you're in the Lord's will, then he will bring that man or woman to you in his perfect time. That's how I look at it.
I love it, love it. Well, Julie, that has been our time. Thank you so much for hanging out with us on today. Much success to what you're doing, and thank you for your transparency. We appreciate that.
Thank you. It was wonderful being here. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Julie, one last thing. How can the listeners contact you, get in touch with you? Do you have a website?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can contact me at Julie, J-U-L-I-E, at FiestaPublishing.com. And also, the FiestaPublishing.com website, you can contact me through that. I own that particular business. And so, so they can do it that way as well.
Wonderful.
I'll be glad. Pardon?
I said wonderful, so that's FiestaPublishing.com.
Correct.
Wonderful. All right, Julie, God bless you, and thanks again. Much success.
Thank you. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, listeners, that has been our show for today. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, even through our technical difficulties. Go out there and support Julie Castro. Phenomenal story to share. She's gone through, not for herself. She didn't go through and keep it to herself. She is sharing it so you will not have to go through the same thing, or that you will know that there is hope. And if God did it for her, he will definitely do it for you. Thanks again for hanging out with us. You can follow us on social media at Breathe Again, and that you can also follow me at Nicole C. online. God bless you, and I never say goodbye. Always until next time. God bless you.